TML country. It's time to dance.
Markin for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin. It's great to have you with us on this Friday morning. Fun episode ahead for you, previewing this weekend's America East Championships in track and field. The swimming and diving team also competing in some America East Championships as we speak to you. Hoping to be joined by one of the swimmers or divers next week. But in the meantime, Caroline Deese of the UVM track and field and cross country team joins the show. Caroline, as you might guess, having involvement with cross country as well, one of the distance runners that the Catamounts will send to Boston starting later today and into Saturday as well for the two-day America East Championships. So I chat with Caroline about what events she's involved in, what she's been doing well this year, talk about some cross country, how she got into track and field, her background, and oh, so much more. It's a really kind of wide-ranging sit-down with Caroline where I learn a lot. I learn about her process. I learn a bit about Coach Belfield on the track and field team. And she's a really fun person to chat with just about her own kind of mental processing and mental capability when it comes to competing, how she prepares, how she gets her mind ready, and what's going on kind of in her brain as the event is happening. So it's a really interesting one as I sit down with Caroline Deese. Hope you enjoy it as well. In the meantime, I owe you a quick timeout. She returns on Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and this week I'm thrilled to be joined by Caroline Deese of the UVM track and field team and cross country, a little bit of everything, ahead of the America East Championships this weekend. Caroline, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Big event coming up this weekend. It's kind of near the end of the indoor season. The America East Championships are here. Is that exciting for you? I'm sure it's a great meet to be a part of.
Yeah, totally. We're really pumped. I mean, going in kind of as underdogs, but we're going to see. I think we're going to have some girls on the podium for sure.
Awesome. Obviously, of course, there's all the individual competitions. There's the team competitions for both men's and women's. Can you just kind of tell me about how's your indoor season gone? That section of, I know it's a long year for you runners. You have cross country all the way through outdoor, but how is the indoor season for you gone specifically?
Yeah, I've definitely made a lot of progress. I've PR'd the last three competitions that I've been in, and it's like all the events that I regularly would run. So I've PR'd in the 5K, 3K, and the mile. And yeah, I made a lot of progress. I feel like I'm finally kind of developing in the areas that I want to.
That's great to hear. What events are you kind of eyeing up this weekend? What are you scheduled to perform in at the conference championships?
This weekend, I'm in the 5K and the mile. So skipping the 3K, but I'm really excited.
Do you have a favorite event? I know maybe you're not supposed to, but
yeah,
maybe you
are. I mean, the 5K is my go-to. So just keep it consistent with cross country and those 3 miles. It's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask, I mean, obviously distance runner, cross country. Mm-hmm. How different is that jumping from cross country to indoor track season? What's that transition like for you?
Honestly, the mental shift going from thinking about it as a team and the way that it's scored, like the top 5 score. So we're kind of all in it together. We're all running at the same time versus track. Everybody's doing something different. And I mean, just focusing on yourself and the competitors that you're around is a lot different versus going off and starting on the line with your teammates in a box. It's just like a different vibe. But trying to think about it, like every point that I could score is a point for the team, is helping me like stay in that same mindset that I'm able to perform well in for cross country.
Oh, that's awesome. That's I hadn't thought of it that way, especially kind of the start of those events. Mm-hmm. As far as just running is concerned, I want to just flash back with you. What's your background in sports, and when did you kind of start running, and when did you become a real track and cross-country runner, I would say?
Yeah. So I wasn't super athletically motivated, to be honest, when I was a kid. And, I mean, my mom ran, my brother ran cross-country in high school a little bit, and they tried to get me to run, but I was playing lacrosse, not well, and just kind of did that for fun, to be social. But during the pandemic, one of the only ways that I could see my friends was going on walks and runs with them. So I started running there and realized I was good at it. And then I went out for cross country, and I had a really amazing program in my town. So I was able to progress, and I broke 19, which is like not a huge standard for college at all. But during high school, having it be my first season and to break 19, I was like, oh, maybe I should do this. So I just got really into it, and it's been amazing, like character building.
Yeah, I believe it. What brought you to UVM, and what's your experience been like broadly, I'll say? What's the experience been like for you at Vermont?
I mean, I came here partially for running, partially because we have a business school, and that was like a main point for me. Also just because it's a little bit different, you know? UVM's unique, and Burlington's amazing. Moving off campus like really shifted my attitude about winter here, and yeah, I love it. I love our coach and our program.
How are you handling winter here right now? It's cold out there.
Yeah, a lot of treadmill. A lot of treadmill, but I like it.
Do you miss running outside this time of year? Do you still get outdoor runs in? What's that like, the training process during the indoor season especially?
Yeah, we'll run a lot on the indoor track. So much so that people are kind of facing injuries because of it, and treadmill too. It can be a lot of repetitive motion, but just doing rehab to kind of prevent things like that from popping up. And we have run outside a few times lately. Yeah. And it's even more rewarding now that it's like a.
Sure. You know, yeah. I do. Okay. Preparing for this weekend, I'm curious kind of about how you. Everybody wants to have your best race kind of in this type of moment in a conference championship. How do you try to get everything ready so you are peaking for this specific weekend and these specific couple of events?
Loading up on sleep, loading up on fuel, resting. I'm definitely have my eyes on the prize, but you need to just be present and focus on what you're doing every day instead of thinking about the race all the time when you're trying to fall asleep, because then you're going to be too amped and not be able to relax. But I'm really confident. I feel like I'm ready to score points, and I'm going to do that if I can just race. Like, I'm not going to worry about my splits, my pace. I'm going to step on the line and chase girls.
I wanted to ask you about that. When it is some of these longer events, your distance type of 5Ks or whatever you're running from a distance perspective, obviously you're kind of aware of where you're at in the pack of things, I'd imagine. But how do you know? Do you know the splits that you're putting in? Do you know that pace? It sounds like that's something you don't want to focus on this time around. I'm just curious about what that's like as that event is happening.
Yeah. I mean, I'll listen to coach. He'll tell me my splits. But for conference, when you're concentrating on just beating people, the splits seem to just fall away, and you'll focus on a girl's ponytail instead of the numbers on your watch. So yeah, just concentrating on being a competitor versus like treating it like a workout.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That's fascinating. It sounds like you're able to kind of find that flow state almost, right?
Hopefully. Yeah.
How do you get into that? Are there ways that you can try to get that locked in type of feeling?
Yeah, it's hard. I feel like it's something rare and special, but having a pre-race routine that you stick to can help people just like have their mentality ready to go on the line every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just fascinated by every athlete, regardless of sport, talks about trying to get to that flow state.
Yeah.
Do you recognize when you're in it, or is it kind of when it's after it's happened that you realize how you were kind of lasered in like that?
Yeah. The best kind of races, when you're in a flow state, you finish the race and you don't know how it happened. And you're like, you look at the time and you're like, what? How'd that happen? Because you're so concentrated that you're not even thinking.
Fascinating. Okay. Don't go anywhere. I've got a quick break with Caroline Deese. She returns to the show just after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
That kind of brings me to my next set of questions for you. The America East Championships, one of many big events that you guys will compete in throughout the year. And just kind of the day, it's a two-day event, right? Friday mm-hmm. and Saturday. Obviously fun to get to be there and support all your teammates. But can you tell me about what that's like when it's over a couple of days and you're waiting around for your own events? It's kind of got to be a hard process, right? All these meets that are so big and packed with people.
Yeah, it can be really overwhelming, especially if you're watching people run, and watching people have a bad day can be really tough because you're trying to imagine that would never happen, but you'll see it happen. And just taking a step back, finding something else to do, reading a book, cheering on your teammates, of course, but like being able to know when you should be all hyped up and anxious about it and when you should just be relaxed.
What's the schedule kind of look like usually for you? Are those distance events, the mile, 3K and 5K, are you waiting around? Are you early in the day? What's the timing like?
5K is usually always at night or at the end of the day, and 3K is also pretty late. I'm lucky I'm not going to be running the 3K, so hopefully I'll get the mile over with on Saturday and then be done and be able to relax. But yeah, I've had some long days at New Balance waiting for 5Ks before.
Reading a book during that time. You got any good books you're reading right now?
I'm reading Malala's new book.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think she's so inspirational, but it's not like really running related at all.
That's okay. Other things that you do though during that time, like how do you try to keep your mind fresh when you are waiting around on one of those long days?
I'll go on a walk, grab a coffee with a friend. Yeah. Just kind of like take a step back.
Okay. Is there one thing that you're most excited for this weekend? Is there something that stands out? It's a tough question. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. I just want to run really fast. I want to score points. I'm ready to score. Yeah.
All right. Let's kind of zoom out now a little bit. Outdoor season, indoor season, cross country. Do you have a favorite of those three, or is it just whatever you're in that moment? Because you athletes who are competing year-round, you track folks, kind of blow my mind with that ability to kind of have those three seasons like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely a cross country lover, but
sure.
Now that I have no more cross country eligibility, track is going to be my thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What's different about outdoor season from indoor season?
10K is the big change for me, and the conditions kind of can make it varied for sure. I love indoor because it's so controlled and it's like the same thing every time, but you'll see who's really ready to handle anything when it starts raining during your 10K or it's 80 degrees. Like, that is something else.
10K versus 5K. To me, that sounds like a big difference. Is it a big difference to you?
Honestly, not really zone-wise. The 5K is a lot quicker, obviously.
Sure.
But I think of the 10K as an easy 5K and then a hard 5K. And you just put them together.
Okay. That second 5K, I imagine, is the hard one, right?
Yeah.
What's the key for you in that portion of that race? Are there things that you rely on then when you know it is hard?
I mean, just focusing on form. Hopefully you're not alone in it and you have people around you to follow, and
getting that ponytail in front, right?
Yes. Yeah. Every 400 meters, you just wait for coach to tell you if you're on, but
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. As we kind of continue, what are ways that you're training right now to get faster? The things that you're working on to improve your times, where can you find those differences?
I mean, in the beginning of the season, you'll focus on building up your mileage and getting your aerobic base and your strength, but we're getting to the point where we're sharpening things up. And like today we did four 320 meter repeats, but after 160, you'll speed up. So it's like a gear change and like getting those mechanics all sorted out. just like helps you find that another level of speed that you won't have in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's great advice. For somebody who's maybe new to just the idea of building up, I hear Coach Belfield talk all the time about aerobic shape. Mm-hmm. Could you describe that and kind of how you develop that early and then try to keep it throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, that's more like strength based.
Okay.
So just loading up mileage early, like even in the summer, you're kind of thinking about outdoor when you're doing higher mileage, but then you have to rest and recover and make sure the intensity isn't too high so that you're able to get through all of the longer sessions that we'll do. Yeah,
I gotcha. Is Coach Belfield the coach you work closest with? I know there are a variety of coaches who work with the different kind of contingents within track and field. Is he the one you've worked closest with?
Yeah, definitely.
What's he like?
Oh, he's awesome. He's so philosophical about running and like not too technical with mechanics or anything. Like that's not his, he's not like a sports physiology type of guy. He's more of a like mental coach.
How has that helped you?
It's helped me with my training and just my attitude about racing so much. Like now I don't need him to tell me what I'm able to run because I've built the confidence that I'm able to run it before even hearing his goals for me. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without him helping me get there.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
I see where you're at. Yeah, no, you're leading me there. I just want to wrap up with you. When competing is done at the end of your career, are you still going to be a runner? Are you going to keep running after you're done competing here at UVM?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to. I love it so much. And there's so many opportunities to continue running even after college track is over. So I'm really excited and really grateful because I know not every sport can say that. They can keep competing, but.
What are ways you're going to hope to keep finding those opportunities?
Probably sign up for a marathon, probably sign up for some road 10Ks, and there's like a 10-mile race in Rhode Island that I want to try. So yeah.
Sounds great. I love that.
Yeah.
Exciting times ahead. Well, good luck this weekend, Caroline. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
Yeah,
this was great.
Thanks for having me.
Big thanks again to Caroline for joining Catamount Insider this week. Again, check out the UVM track and field team. You know, it's out in Boston, but you can tune in on America East TV, or if you're in the Boston area, maybe you can go check that one out as the Catamounts look to put up a good team finish for both men's and women's on the indoor track and field America East Championships. Caroline's looking for a big-time result in both the mile and her favorite race, that 5,000 meter. So fun to follow those results coming up this weekend, and thanks again to Caroline for joining us on Catamount Insider this week. Made me really interested in checking out exactly how she does, especially in that favorite 5,000 meter that she likes to run. All right, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to Catamount Insider this week. I'm Brian McLaughlin. We'll talk again next Friday. This is Catamount Insider.